What's up, what's up, what's up? This is the Black Screenwriter. And today I wanted to talk about the importance of having a team. Having a team to try to get your movie made. So basically, you got a script, you've been beating the pavement to get it done, but as you all know, you have to kind of beat the pavement after you have got it, you know, you got a draft that you want to start showing people. Well, I'm thinking first I want to move to the two team factor. One, I would say you need the first team would be at least a couple people that can go over your screenplay with another set of eyes, meaning that they can go over it and check for typos and grammatical errors and stuff like that. And then after that person gets that draft back to you, you're going to go over it. Then you go to that second person and you have them check over grammatical errors and typos. Or you can just have the same person check it again, because you really want to make it as bulletproof as you can. So when you got that, it helps the process along, because it's always good to have another set of eyes on your material. After that, there's another team, so to speak, that I think is necessary to move the thing forward. And here's what I mean. Basically, when you're out here, you know, trying to get a movie made. And obviously, that's why we're writing, whether you're writing a book or you're writing a screenplay. The whole point is to get it seen. And I guess it's about relationships. And let's say you have zero relationships. Let's start there, because many new writers and I would say most new writers don't have enough relationships. They always feel they want to try to meet that one person that's going to, you know, make it happen. But I think that there's never going to be one person that's going to make it happen. I think it's a collaboration, it's a team effort, and finding the right people for what your project needs, the nurturing and what have you, is very, very important. Here's why. Because when you go out with a project, even if you have a manager, or you got an agent or what have you, and usually your agent is going to be the person that, if there's somebody that wants to buy it, option it, then the agent is going to be involved. But down through the years, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, they've done a lot on their own or with some of their relationships, more so than what they've had their agent do. Manager could be a little different, because the manager is more of a day-to-day relationship than the agent is. But anyway, team effort is important, because what you always want to do is you're going to try to get an executive, somebody that can do something with the thing. You want to get them involved, and then that's not going to it's not going to stop there, because they tend to want to get somebody else involved. And that's why I say team, because I've seen so many projects, you know, you get an indie producer or even a producer that's done pretty big projects. Hey, I like this, I'll option it. But if there's no third party and no other team player involved, a lot of times they'll option it, and it kind of, you know, the excitement kind of wears out after a few months, and then your project is okay. Yeah, it's option, but it's just sitting there. Now, usually, and I won't say usually, but I feel that if you got a team and you got a producer, or maybe you got a couple of producers that have gotten interested in your project, then to me, if you got a couple of producers and even your manager, then you got you, and you guys start brainstorming. Even if you get together on the phone, a conference call once a week or even biweekly, at least there's a team there to you know, put a synergy together to make something happen. And I just think nowadays, you know, optioning, I guess, is fine. But I just think with the way we've moved forward in entertainment, everybody should be trying to get their project made. I think the wherewithal, the means and everything is there. I just think at the end of the day, you know, it's there. You just have to put a team together. And even with no resources, you got to start, you know, you start with a couple of other indie producers, but you got to find somebody that's really, really interested. You don't want to pull somebody or try to get somebody on the team that you got to drag into the team. You know, I've been through that. And, you know, you get somebody that kind of give a hint that they're interested, but, you know, they give you this, I'm going to read it next week, I'm going to read it next month, I'm going to read it next week, oh, I forgot. And you can go on and on with that. I've seen that go on for months and months. And then at the end of the, you know, a year later, they're saying, oh, well, you know, maybe this isn't it, you know. And the thing is, they could have just told you that in the beginning. And you get people, I'm not saying, you know, everybody does that, but you will get people that will do that. I don't know what it is about some executives, but people will, you know, do that to you. So you want to find someone who is, has, you know, a lot of this is gut. You know, you kind of go with your gut, and it's okay to be wrong, you know, because the whole point is you gotta go through something to learn something. So, you know, you go with your gut, you gotta have patience, you gotta have persistence, you know, and you just gotta have faith. So go with your gut, be persistent, have patience, and then have faith. And if you do those things, I think that you'll find that you'll be able to at least, you know, get the thing moving to. And again, every project that we do, everything that we write is not necessarily going to get made. But it really feels good to have a collaboration where you got a team of people. They all like the project. They all feel that, you know what, this is something that should be seen by audiences. And that really feels good. And for a lot of us that write, that's sort of the prize, because after that, you know, it's really, we can't make anybody give us $5 million or $10 million or $2 million or whatever to make the movie. But you know, what most writers want to get, you know, want to get past is, you know, you get it, you write it, you get that, you know, the draft that you think is ready to be seen. And then, you know, it kind of ends there, and people want to collaborate and they want to feel that people like the material. And that's kind of, you know, to me, the path that you can take is just, you know, you start putting a team together and you let people know, hey, I'm putting a team together so we can get this made, you know. And you, one producer can be over trying to find the financing, or you can be over trying to find the financing. At the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference. What makes a difference is trying to get the damn thing made. So at the end of the day, you know, keep your head up and keep writing. And in the news, the Weinstein Company has been acquired by Lantern Entertainment. I can't think of the price right now, but it looks like Lantern Entertainment is going to acquire the Weinstein Company. Also out is Superfly, good movie. The First Purge, good movie. First Purge, $13 million budget, and already has made $31 million. So congratulations to the filmmakers and to Blumhouse. And hey, man, like I said, do your thing out there. Don't ever give up. And you can get at us on Instagram. We're at Scared of Police. I'm out.